he was brought up there. Then he came to Karnataka. Upper South India, Karnataka. And he was brought up there. Then he came to Karnataka, upper South India, Karnataka. And he grew up. And then he came to Maharashtra, towards Bombay. And she was all right there. But when she went to Gujarat, you have heard the name of Gujarat? She and his two sons became old. All hair became white, full white, everything. They were like paralyzed. Then by roaming, they came to any house by the help of others, to Vrindavan. Here bhakti became young, but two sons, Jnana and Vairagya, were sainted and old as they were.
Everything no improvement.
The lady was crying and weeping. I am young, but my sons, Jnana and Vairagya, are old, and their heads are all white. What to do? She was weeping bitterly. By chance, Narad came and told them, seeing weeping, why you are weeping? Who are you? So many persons were collected there. All have been inquiry. How is it? Who are you? The lady told, weeping, that I am bhakti. And they are my sons, Jnana and Vairagya. We have been burnt at South India. They are growing. And then went to Karnataka, then Maharashtra. And when we went to Gujarat, we became old all and like senseless. And then we came to this Vrindavan. I at once became new, young, but my two boys are yet old. What to do? Then Narad told that, don't weep. I will try to do something for them. So he recited the Ved mantra. Tu pass ho gayi? Copy lega.
पास हो
जाएगी सबको गोपी हर नेम इज ललिता ललिता इज ऑल्सो गोप गोपी इन गोपकुल हैज बीन second birth in Gokul. So he recited Ved mantra, Vedanta, Upanishad, and told so many Purans, but no change. Then he said, what to do? Then he knew that she is bhakti. And then Vairagya sons of bhakti. Anyhow, they have become one.
बंद कर देते
then he told that you have been burnt at South India. South India there are bhakti like Ramanuj, Madhvacharya and so many. So where there is bhakti
born.
They do Ekadasi, Janmashtami and so many stuff, and always Kirtan, always hearing. So, where there is that, Samanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Bhakti Bhakti. And in Maharashtra, in Karnataka, the birthplace of Sanatana Father, very sacred place, where Tapti and Narmada and all rivers are there. There, you brought up and you became of age, of
youth
and youth. And in Karnataka, where Godavari is there, Nasik is there, and where Ujjain is there, where Krishna used to live there, with Sandeep meaning, these places, he became also some. But Gujarat is a place of rich men.
Gujarat.
Gujarat. And they don't care for bhakti.
What is that Maharashtra?
Huh?
Maharashtra? What is in Maharashtra?
Maharashtra, Nasik.
Nasik.
So something is there. So, in Gujarat, anyone does not do bhakti. Always eating, drinking and in material hankering. Always. They eat pyaaj, lasun, everything. So, anyone does not care for gyan and vairagya or bhakti. So, she become old there. Understand? Then, they become old. Then they came to Vrindavan. Bhakti became young because here always Kirtan, Samana, Kirtan, but no one wants Gyan and Bharat. So here Gyan Bharat is still understanding, but Bhakti became
young and fresh.
Not so fresh, but yes, because it is Kali Yuga.
It's true.
Kali Yuga, everyone wants to show others that I am bhakta. But actually, he may not be bhakta. He proposes to be. They pretend to be bhakta. Hare Krishna, wanting money, wanting fame, wanting anything. No heart. But yet, all are doing Kirtan and so it becomes. But not careful. Why not careful? Because from heart they were not, so she was not hardly over. And Gyan Vairagya, her two sons, were also old. Now became two sons. Done everything, but could not do anything. Then, at once, Sanat Sanat Sanandan Sanat Kumar four were present. Nar asked him what to do. Then they suggested that you should do Bhagavat Yajna here. For 7 days, like Parikshit Maharaj, you should make three here of Srimad Bhagavat for 7 days. And after hearing, because Srimad Bhagavat has Jnan, Vairagya and Bhakti Goh. Srimad Bhagavatam Puran Amalam Jadavaishnavanam Prem Jasmin Jnan Virag Bhakti Chaitan neither. It is in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, in her birth, Narada Rishi went there, and Sanat Sanandana Sanat Kumar went there, in Harki Pauri, you know?
No.
Where Shankar used to sit there and to tell Harikatha there. And Srimad Bhagavata also to goddesses and gods, other gods. So there, Srimad Bhagavata sitting was done, and Sanat Kumar began to speak Srimad Bhagavata. Narada was main
Varyan
Shrota
listener audience, what person listening, he was the main person who was hearing.
And so many rishis and munis, saints and grihasthas, that they are listening. Then he began at once. Srimati Bhakti Devi with his two old sons came there. And when they heard for 7 days, Bhakti became so glorious, and they also became again and also became by listening to Bhagavad.
They heard Bhagavad in Haridwar, not in Vrindavan. Why not Vrindavan? Why they did not hear in Vrindavan?
Because at that time there was peace
at
Harsha. Here always Srimad Bhagavat is going on. None cares for Jnan and Vairagya. Even in Bhagavat it is written, no use of Jnan and Vairagya. Always chant Hari name. Listen Hari Katha, Hari Srimad Bhagavat. Roam, always roaming in Vrindavan. Forest, like Sevakunya, Nirvan, Rasasthali, and all other places. Always sitting there, taking dust of these good places on eyes, ears, and heart, and pray that Krishna Prema, Gopi Prema should come in our heart. This is the man. So for Uddhara of all others, it was done in Naimisharanya, it was done in Haridwar, also in where Parikshit Maharaj sat,
Ukartala.
In Vrindavan always Krishna Lila is going on. Whole Bhagavat is going on.
Happening.
Happening.
More than hearing.
If one goes in Vrindavan here and there, in Dan Gali, Man Gali, Kunji Gali, Seva Gali, no? His parikrama of whole Vrindavan is done. His sadhan bhajan is done. Everything. Krishna will see that I'll have to give this to Krishna. So he follows that person. How to be? Anyhow he will give. As we are hankering for Krishna friend, he is also hankering how to give him. उनको कोई बहाना चाहिए, बहाना करके दें, अंडरस्टैंड?
पर बहाना मीन्स सम लाइक ट्रिक और सम
लेवल वाइज ही इज टेकिंग सम ट्रिक हाउ टू डू एनी थिंग. ही हैज प्लेड एनी ट्रिक टू दिस डिवोटी. परहैप्स यू हैव gun in the trap of Krishna. When I saw her in Bombay, I wished heartily that she is a very good lady and she has served with a spiritual master in so many ways. So he should be blessed by love. Anyhow, she come to Vrindavan and she played any trick and she became of Vrindavan. More than me. I am here in Kansaraj in Mathura and she went as you are reading?
Yeah, I took it on that. I have a real copy if you want to see it. And I can make you a copy if you want it. I think it came from your discussion. You have it. Yeah, so it says that the
Abhisa. How you collected this?
From Bombay.
Who told?
Small Krishna.
Oh. He told to collect?
Yeah. So in there it says that the Gayatri Mantra is a beast above Sambandhi.
Huh?
So a beast above Sambandhi.
So
we were wondering if you could teach us how to say it or give us more meaning of it to help us say it from the heart, because we say it so dry. It just comes and then it's over and then just nothing happens.
Now you are thinking that you are dry.
Yeah.
I thought you are not thinking like this.
No, I was telling you.
Now, how, why you are now thinking that you are trying?
Because I don't have any love when I chant Hare Krishna or Gayatri Mantra.
Gayatri Mantra? Gayatri Mantra will dry your heart.
What do you mean dry it?
It don't do. Ladies don't do.
Only,
but in our section, in Gauriya Mathura, from Bhakti Vinod Thakur, from Prabhupada, from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only male person can do that, and all other monks can do it. Ladies don't.
And Prabhupada gave this to everybody, the ladies and the men.
Every month you should do, because your guru has told you. But trace something, give more trace.
What?
Give more emphasis. Some more emphasis on other men. Guru Gayatri.
Oh
guru,
yeah,
mantra.
The Gayatri is just the first, but of the others we don't say good either.
She says she doesn't know how to say any of them.
The whole thing.
You should give more stress on these months.
Yeah, but that's what I'm asking. Can you help us to say them?
I've given meaning to all. Have you received from Tamal Krishna?
What?
The meaning?
Yes,
meaning.
Well, the translation, that's what I just showed you.
No, mantra.
Yes,
I've given some explanation.
What?
Have you?
I have something. I'm not. Because you spoke and I wrote something, but not firm. Something.
I did tell something.
Somewhere here.
Yesterday morning, had no sleep at all. You try and in any new place when I go, there is difficulty that I have no karam ho jata hai. I will tell you, I can help you.
Can you come back this evening or tomorrow? Mm-hmm.
Not today.
Okay. When is the next comfortable time for you?
You are here in Vrindavan. You will be for some time. Mm-hmm. Any or suitable day?
Tomorrow early?
Tomorrow early, you want to come?
Tomorrow morning? He wants to know if tomorrow is suitable?
After 9.
After 9 tomorrow.
At 10 you can come. I will finish my Harinam and.
Okay. Also,
but not daily. I'll have to do my some service there.
Okay. This is California. Also, perhaps, if you can, the next time you come, since you're giving me postgraduate studies, I was wanting to get a program from you, how to advance towards the goal in the quickest way.
Be ready. It's a very strong desire.
To hear from you how?
Huh?
A strong desire to hear from you how?
Your spiritual master has given something. You have to increase. He has given seed. Now, what?
Ankur.
Ankur.
Yeah.
Then very green leaves will come. Some flowers will come. You have come from so distant, so kasht se aayi, kasht janti?
Trouble, difficulty.
But I cannot give you this time. But I want that. Anyone in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, philosophy, and his cult, who has taken for Saran.
Shelter?
This is no, the end and object of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for which he has come. Understand? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come here in this despair. Only to give anarchita charim chirat karuneya avatiranam karo. Have you heard this slok? You? To give this donation to world. What? Unnata ujjvala rasan. What is the unnata ujjvala
rasan?
Madhura.
This, how to love this? He has come to give how Yashoda loves Krishna. It has been given before. Huh? And Vallabhacharya and all others have been given. They are given. How Sakha loves to Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come to this place. How Rukmini and Saptabhama loves Krishna. It has been also given in Ramchandra and by Krishna. Krishna has given also. But
So
this thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, come Malli, that's what thing? Unnata, Ujjala, Rasan, Sriyam. Sriyam. He has come to give Sri, not Ujjala Rasan. He has come to test Unnata Ujjala Rasan, the bhav of Radhika. Understand? This thing cannot be given because it is Mahabhava. So very high thought. But if Sri can be given, what is Sri?
Sri?
Sri means beauty. That is, there is a creeper. No?
Yes.
You know creeper? Creeper is Srimati, Radhika. No? Its beauty is its lips and flowers. You know? When creeper lips and flowers,
move in
air,
the
what?
They move gently in the breeze, when the breeze
then
comes.
We will see that, oh, creeper is so good. But if there is no flower, no leaf in that,
no beauty.
There is no beauty. We don't want to be Srimati Radhika, the creeper, but we want to be the lips and flowers of the creeper. That is Palyadasi of Srimati Radhika. Not what. Understand something? This is a theme. Now you can go.
Can you give me a reading assignment for tomorrow? Because I read the other thing that you told me to read. You told me to read Madhurya Kadambini and the first three.
Have you read?
Yes.
Madhurya Kadambini?
Yeah.
So, you have meant to hold book?
I just wonder
what you mean?
भंडारा
तो नहीं करी सर
आप कुछ नहीं करो आप नहीं करे सर
what you understand by reading that book, have you read? You Aditya? You also? Very good book. First primary. Learning. You can
rest on it.
Begin. You can begin from here. Madhur Vikadi. And by. Not up. Not on the top. But from the.
You also told me to read the first three chapters of Jiva Dharma, which I did. And I wonder if you could give me a reading assignment for tomorrow.
You are reading?
Yeah, I read the first three chapters.
Three chapters?
That's what you told me to read.
No. Not three chapters, but three...
Third part.
Third part.
First... 12.
Oh.
It is regarding world things. Worldly things. And second, first one. 12 chapters. And again, this is a rough chapter.
Third part.
Gradually you should read. It will help you so much. Madhurya Kadambani Jaiva Dharma. And then if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita Srimad Bhagavat, that is so much fruitful for you.
This is the book that
started turning lightning
of the Jaya Dharma.
Yeah.
This is
alright. It's not so good. It's the one that we all use. But
the
English is very unclear in the third part.
But it will help you.
Something will be there. Also, I have the Chaitanya Shikshamritam, which is a better translation, has some little additional points.
He is very kind to all. He supplies so many things.
Yeah.
He has supplied me so many books. Some another day, I will take some rest.
When greed comes, then mind will not be in control. It will try to achieve in any way, by hook and crook.
Also first class mala, sir.
মারা
কি ঘরে নিয়ে গেছে ওখানে কোনো অসুবিধা নাই চলে
ইফ গ্রেট কাম ওয়েদার ইট ইজ সিন টু লাভ কৃষ্ণ আর ওয়েদার ইট ইজ সো পুণ্য পুণ্য মিন Fortune. He does not see at all here and there. It may be wrong or right. It may be wrong or right. No. It may be pap or punya. But I have given my heart. Anyone can tell anything. But no care. That is called greed of Raganuga. And he will try to achieve it very soon, just now. And if there is delay, you think like a machli, fish. When it is out of water and gets life, he does not know wrong or right. He only wants to love Krishna. Raghunath Das Goswami has told, na dharman, na dharman. Sutake me rest sam kilikuru. I don't wish to पालन करना विच ओबे द ऑर्डर्स ऑफ वेदास व्हाट इज धर्म एंड आई डोंट ऑल्सो वॉन्ट टू ओबे डिस ओबे द ऑर्डर आई हैव नो नीड एट ऑल आई वॉन्ट टू सर्व राधा एंड कृष्ण वेदर इट इज राइट आर रॉन्ग आर एनीथिंग how it will be? It will be by hearing, hearing the prayers of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. Prabhupada Saraswati, have you heard? It is a miraculous first kavi, poet, bhakta poet. Jascha kada vasananchala khelanuttha dhanyati dhanya pavanena kritarthamani yogendra durgam gatir madhusudunati tasya namastu vishvan dhruvi. Have you heard this slok? Never? You have none? Anyhow, Srimati Radhika was in anger and she was not in a mood to speak with Krishna. She did like like this. Krishna wanted to please Srimati, but she was not in a position to briefly. She was in so anger. She tried by so many skills. She also bowed down to the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. I will not do again what I have done, but wrongly I have done. This is this way. Yet she told her maid servant Palya Dasi, Rukmanjari and Ratimanjari, that this man is so clever and knows so many tricks. His heart, out and inner, are of two kinds. What?
Black.
Everywhere he is, inner side also black, outer side also black. So, tell him and request that person, teacher, to go away from here, and he should never come here. So Gopis told him, oh black person, you should come here and go away straight from here. Our Sakhi is in so anger. At last, Gopis threatened Krishna to leave this place as soon. So Krishna went from that place, but she was so unhappy. She was standing at one side of Radha and Srimati was standing on the other side of Radha. But air was coming from the corner where Srimati Radhika was towards Krishna. Understand? If Krishna was in the east side of Radhakund, Radhika was in west side, and air very cool, very calm and quiet, very pleasant, very fragrant, very sweet smelling from Radhakund, Beli, Chameli, Jui and Kadamba. So taking the fragrance of all these things, the air became heavy. He was not in a mood to go speedy. So we can, if a man steps something on his head, he cannot walk slowly. So it was coming, the air was blowing, but very gently. And that air took the corner of Radha for Anchal. You know Anchal? What is this? This. This is the corner of Anchal of Srimati Radhika. So air was blowing, and from that, the corner of Srimati Radhika, Anchal means this. Yeah. So it began to do like this. And present of Radha's body went in air. At first the air was heavy with so many good flowers. Then, now Srimati, scent of Srimati Radhika body also mixed. And it went crossing Radhakund and went to Krishna. And it went straight in the nose of Krishna. And he saw that this fragrance is of Srimati Radhika. He knows. He is quite parichit. He is quite known to that fragrance. So at once he saw that he thought that Srimati Radhika has come in the shape of a smell, and tears were coming from Krishna eyes. And he set up his eyes and took Srimati Radhika in his heart and what?
Embraced
Srimati Radhika. And thought that I have wholly, fully have the association of Srimati Radhika. The poet who is writing this slok is telling that Krishna is so much very hard to have the darshan of Krishna, lotus feet, Brahma, Shankar, Bhishma, Pitama, Narad, and all others. Himself, Buddha, cannot have darshan of Jaun, Brajesh, Nandan, Krishna, Nandanandan, Radhakant, Krishna. He is Radhakant at Radhakant, Gopikant, Vrindavan, Vilasi, Krishna, and Vrindavan Vilasini is serving. So many Vrindavan Vilasini are serving Krishna that time. So it is very hard to have darshan of Krishna. But Krishna is telling it's Bhumata. Ekhanara. Bhumata. That air touching the body of the Radhika became so fortunate and most fortunate. That dhanyati dhanya, fortunate here, when came to Krishna, Krishna takes the smell of Srimati Radhika, then Krishna eyes were shut up, and now he is thinking, my whole life is
successful.
So I am being successful. My life is now successful. So I go down to Srimati Radhika. No. That is not. I will go down to the lotus feet dust. Then he is thinking that I am not qualified to take the dust of Srimati Radhika. Then what to do? I will go down to that air. which brought the fragrance of Srimati Radhika to Krishna. And Krishna thinks himself successful in life. So where Radhika is standing from here and going to that side, that corner, from where that air is coming towards Radhika. So I am going that side. What side? That side where Radhika is. I am not qualified for anything to pray Radhika thus out. So I pray only that disha. Disha means that
direction.
Side, direction where Radhika is standing.
Should we also pray to the air here in Vrindavan to get
you should know. You should think what to do.
Well, you said we should pray to the dust particles, so should we also pray to the air?
One may flow. Everything has it. But that could be any good tester. That is called rasi. They will get the juice of all these and give to others and make them rasi. By hearing all these flows, great progress is being seen. That how can I stop it? If a man met